lies in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
For many alcoholics, the idea of quitting this stuff seems challenging, to say the least. But one recovered drinker and researcher says alcoholism is a habit that can be changed with the right approach. Here with the story, InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Annie Grace, author of This Naked Mind and The Alcohol Experiment. Annie, you've been there. You were a young top executive who drank 2 bottles of wine a day to cope at one point. How hard was it to get sober?
Well, when I was trying to drink less, sort of with the traditional methods, which are a lot of willpower, creating rules for myself and breaking those rules, it was nearly impossible. And it really wasn't until I started asking myself a different question, you know, put down the questions of, am I an alcoholic? Do I have a problem? And started asking myself the question of why? Why am I drinking more than I ever expected to? And why do I feel like I need it so much? And I started going down that level of research. And after that, it was relatively easy because something really shifted inside of me.
Now, if the first 2 or 3 days are the hardest in giving up alcohol, how does a person stick with their no drinking pledge for an entire month?
Well, it's interesting because physically it is those first 2 or 3 days. Your body is adjusting to the presence of no alcohol because it completely compensates for the drinks you have even ahead of time. It will start to compensate expecting you to drink if you say drink at 5 p.m. before you even put that first drink in your mouth. So when you take the alcohol away, your body goes through an adjustment period, which makes you irritable and kind of cranky. But then after that, the entirety of the rest of the month is mental. And so if you have the right attitude and the right level of what I like to call the secret sauce of curiosity and compassion, it really can be much easier than you would expect.
Now, does part of this adjustment of going without alcohol actually impact the brain's ability to enjoy it?
Yes, because the reality is that when alcohol is present in your system is reacting. It's tolerance we think of as something to kind of be proud of, but really what it is your brain is building an immunity to alcohol in order to protect you from the ill effects. So part of that immunity is actually to turn down the pleasure centers in your brain because alcohol artificially stimulates those pleasure centers. And by turning it down, it actually turns down your brain's ability to feel pleasure for most things. So you are met with not feeling as much pleasure in the very short term as your brain readjusts. The great news about that is once you do drink less or stop drinking, your brain readjusts to normal and you start to realize that you can feel so much more pleasure in life than when you were drinking.
Now, some people think that they're better lovers or they enjoy life more when they drink. Assuming these are actually false notions, typically, Annie, do people genuinely believe those or just use them as excuses to drink?
I believed them. I believed that alcohol relaxed me like the sky was blue. I believed it helped me loosen up in the bedroom and helped me have more fun. And again, neurologically and scientifically, those things aren't true. Alcohol actually numbs your brain's ability to feel and experience your senses. So in terms of having more fun in the bedroom, it's very counterproductive. It actually, when you have a drink, your body's response to that drink is to release cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So it's not relaxing you over time. In fact, it's making you much more anxious and less relaxed. And of course, we've already talked about the pleasure and joy aspect. But when you look into it, the brain is so phenomenal because once it can see that these beliefs it's had are false, it's able to easily let them go.
But why don't people actually recognize that? Why don't they feel the cortisol?
Well, we often reach for another drink. So how alcohol works is that it's both a stimulant and a depressant. So we have about 20 minutes from that first drink where your blood alcohol content is rising. That's when it's a stimulant. It helps you feel kind of more energetic, happier, a bit more euphoric. But as soon as that 20 minutes is up, and I encourage people to actually time this for themselves, if you don't take that next drink, your blood alcohol content starts falling, and that's when you feel uneasy. That cortisol production is happening in the body. You feel restless, you feel tired, you feel grouchy, but often we reach for that second and third drink, so we don't really notice that accumulation until we fall asleep. It happens overnight. The kicker about this is that that 20 minutes of blood alcohol content rising, that those pleasant feelings are exchanged for 2 to 3 hours per drink of your blood alcohol content falling. So it's a very unfair trade. And often we'll wake up the next morning with a pit of anxiety or with a little more despair, and we don't necessarily connect it to the drinking the night before.
We're visiting with Annie Grace, author of This Naked Mind and The Alcohol Experiment. She encourages people to avoid alcohol for a month to enjoy the benefits. You start sleeping better if not drinking. Why is that?
Well, alcohol actually disrupts your brain's ability to get REM sleep, which is really important, and other types of deeper sleep. Now, it will make it feel like you can fall asleep faster, but you're really almost passing out because it causes your brain's neurosynapses to fire slower, and it is an anesthetic. It is a numbing agent. They actually used to use it in surgeries, and so it can turn off your thought processes and make you feel relaxed and feel sleepy, but then as your body is purging the alcohol, you wake up, and most drinkers know how this feels. For me, it felt like waking up 3 in the morning, pit in my stomach, and unable to fall back asleep, not only because of my racing thoughts, but because of what was physically happening in my body.
Now, let's say some listeners do attempt to go a full month without any alcohol, but they say, hey, we're only human, and what if I backslide into drinking? Your solution that you hinted at earlier is forgiveness and gentleness with yourself. Share how that works for us.
Absolutely. I mean, we've all been trying the tools of like blaming ourselves and shaming ourselves and getting frustrated with ourselves forever. It's kind of how we know how to change our behaviors. And we all know that we're doing a lot of behaviors that, quite frankly, aren't changing. And so my suggestion is, what if you treated yourself with compassion, with curiosity? What if you recognized that you're drinking as usually an act of self-preservation? It's because part of your brain believes it's useful to de-stress, to get through life, and recognize that you're actually doing the best you can with the tools you have. Alcohol just might be the wrong tool, and be willing with curiosity to explore if it is the wrong tool or maybe it's right for you.
Now, what about the person who chooses to drink in moderation after they've been addicted? You say there's no halfway point for them? How so?
I think it's really fascinating to understand how the brain responds to alcohol. And one of the things is that it turns off your prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain available for decision-making skills. So it both does this over the long term, impairs your decision-making ability cumulatively every drink you take, but also in the short term, one drink will make you much more susceptible to that next drink and that next drink. And that's one of just about 5 or 6 ways that inside the brain, moderation can be really hard. It's kind of like being on an alcohol diet, and so you have to put so much conscious attention and effort into it. Now, I wouldn't say it's impossible. I have seen people do it successfully, but they usually take a 1 to 2 year break before they start to try to moderate.
And what about people who normally do drink only in moderation? They may feel, hey, there's no reason to not drink booze for a month, but can they still get benefits from abstaining?
Yeah, according to the World Health Organization, no amount of alcohol is actually safe for the body. So everybody can reduce their cancer risk and disease risk and, you know, become healthier. Even something as simple as your gut biome is really impacted by alcohol. If you consider that we put hand sanitizer on our hands to kill germs, pouring alcohol into your gut kills all of the positive fauna and flora that exists inside of your gut. So all health benefits are still really relevant, even if you drink in moderation. And I think such a powerful question for moderate drinkers isn't, do I need to stop drinking? Do I have a problem? It is, would I feel better drinking a bit less? And you don't know that that's true until you give it a try.
Your solution, forgiveness and gentleness.
Absolutely.
Annie Grace, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
Next, is your morning routine making you sick? The details, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
It's another day with the usual morning routine. But are your hair care products releasing harmful chemicals that could damage your health? InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey has the story. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Nusrat Jung, an assistant professor in the Lyell School of Civil Engineering at Purdue University. She was the lead author of this study. Professor, your study was looking at some common chemicals in hair products that millions of Americans use every morning. What sorts of products are we talking about?
We conducted a very detailed study trying to understand what we are exposed to when we conduct our everyday hair care routines. So if you go out to the market or a store and you buy a hair care product that you apply, let's say every day or once a week, we were investigating, what is this product releasing while we conduct this hair care routine? Of course, if you turn these off-the-shelf items that we purchase, you will see that there is a long list of ingredients. This list of ingredients is very interesting because it is essentially a chemical formulation of various kinds of things that are supposed to be good for hair styling. So what we found was quite a concern. I would say that I was very surprised to see very high levels of volatile chemicals that were released from these products right when we conduct this everyday activity.
So are we talking about hairsprays, shampoos, what specifically?
So there are different types of hair care products. Some of them can be categorized as wash-off products, a shampoo or any other product such as conditioner that you would apply and you would wash it off while, for example, taking a shower. Other kinds of category would be a leave-on product that you would utilize while conducting a hair care activity or your routine, which you would leave on your hair, such as hair sprays, pomades, creams, different type of gels, oils. Really, there is a tremendous types of products available in the market today for different type of hair.
Give us a quick explanation of how you conducted these tests.
Yes, so we have here a fantastic state-of-the-art research laboratory. It's a residential building that has a very controlled ventilation system and a very clean indoor air environment. The most important sensor that we used in this study is called a mass spectrometer to give us chemical composition of the indoor air. Other than that, we can also have control over temperature, relative humidity, things like air exchange rate, and so on. So within this laboratory, we invited general public and people, and we asked them to come into our lab and conduct and repeat their everyday hair care routine. So they would come in with their own products, their own appliances. You know, many people use flat iron or a curling iron, and there are different types of blow dryers, things like that. So we literally gave them full freedom to bring in everything that you use every day. When you wake up, you want to go to work, you get ready, please come and replicate this for us in our highly controlled laboratory environment. And we were very lucky that people were very intrigued by this research idea. They came with all kinds of products, and this is why our results are really insightful, because they give us knowledge of what people are exposed to during their everyday life activity.
Did you find that the use of these high heat devices that you mentioned, like hair dryers and flat irons and so forth, did they affect the release of these chemicals?
Yes. So I would like you to think of it this way. So think about, you know, when you are ironing your clothes every day, if you were to apply some liquid, which is a chemical mixture, on that fabric and put a flat iron on it, I mean, we all are familiar with this, you know, sound and how it looks when it's like sizzles. So imagine that you're really applying a chemical mixture to your hair, and you're trying to, of course, you know, it's an innocent activity when you get ready. You know, everybody wants to look good. But when you are doing this at the same time, you are exposing that chemical mixture to high heat. Some of these chemical compounds that are very, very volatile may very quickly be released into the air right near our breathing zone, which means this is the air that we are breathing while we are conducting this activity, which makes this a very unique problem, because while we are conducting this activity and exacerbating the chemical emissions of these products, we are at the same time might be inhaling them. So I think that is the big surprise here.
Would using a bathroom exhaust fan help?
Yes. So we did come up with multiple solutions. And the solution here is that we conducted these experiments, you know, with high air exchange rate. High air exchange rate, or air change rate, means that we are able to bring in perhaps fresh outdoor air, which is filtered air, into our laboratory and push out the contaminated air. So if you really want to continue to use these products, my advice would be to turn on your exhaust fan. If you were to do so, you are effectively able to reduce your exposure almost more than 90% of these chemical compounds.
What kinds of health problems can result from exposure to these chemicals?
Unfortunately, I cannot comment on the health problems resulting from this kind of exposure. We are the first one to actually have found that we are being exposed, first of all, to this. So it is my hope that this is seen as an opportunity by the toxicologist, epidemiologist, and health scientist to take a deeper look into what kind of health issues may be resulting from exposure to these chemical contaminants. We are aware, though, that D5 siloxane have been found to lead to adverse effects on the respiratory tract, liver, and nervous system of laboratory animals. And in European Union, these chemicals have been under great discussion, and they have already been restricted in many of the wash-off products that we discussed earlier today. So there is, you know, increasing amount of information available to us about these chemical compounds, but we are yet to discover more details.
Briefly, do you have any final words of advice based upon what you've learned in this study?
Yes. Please turn on your ventilation exhaust systems whenever you conduct your everyday hair care routine. Our model shows that if you were to turn on your bathroom exhaust fan, you can reduce your exposure by over 90%. Second good idea would be to perhaps reduce the frequency of using such products if you are concerned about your exposure. And I think third, that I hope that my fellow scientists and the scientific community, we have so many brilliant minds, would look into this and research this furthermore so that we can learn more about what kind of health issues might result from exposure such as this, that we can get more understanding, better understanding, and create, you know, better, healthier future for our society.
Nusrat Jung from Purdue University, thank you very much for sharing your research.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The American Red Cross has announced they're experiencing an emergency blood shortage. Here to share the details and how you might help is Red Cross Executive Medical Director, Dr. Eric Gehry. Doctor, welcome to the show. Let's start with a basic question. Why are blood donations so essential?
Patients in hospitals count on blood donations every day. They're used to help support cancer patients through chemotherapy. They're also used to help people recover from surgeries and also for treating patients who have been in accidents or who have bleeding after childbirth. They really do save lives every day.
So anyone listening right now could have an unexpected medical crisis or a major surgery, and they would depend on blood being available to them.
That is correct.
How often do shortages like this happen? Does it tend to occur after the holiday season or during the winter, or what are the triggers?
The shortage that we have right now has been primarily caused by decreased donations over the holidays, combined with more than expected need at hospitals.
I see. Now, I'd assume there's a delay in ramping up the donations to create awareness and do interviews like this one and getting people to donation centers. Let's talk about that. If someone donates blood today, how quickly is it available to hospitals?
If someone donated blood today, it would probably get to the hospital as soon as 2 to 3 days, maybe as long as a week, depending on the exact product and the need.
Well, let's tell listeners how they can donate blood. You have several different ways they can get set up, right?
Yes. One thing that we really are hoping is that people might visit redcrossblood.org. At that website, people can not only see what the requirements are and eligibility for donating blood, but they can also right there book an appointment in their area.
Is there also a phone number they can call if they want more information?
Yes, more information is also available at 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Aside from individual donations, can a business or a company get involved, maybe encouraging their employees to donate as a group? Is that ever done?
Yes. In fact, sponsoring a blood drive is a critically important way that a business or even an individual can contribute to help with the blood shortage. You can be an individual, you can be a group, a business, and all of the information about sponsoring a blood drive is also available on the website redcrossblood.org.
Walk us through very briefly what happens when you go to donate blood.
When you first walk in, you're asked to register at the front desk. And also, if you haven't already filled out the health history questions through the Secure Blood Donor app in advance, then you would be asked to fill those questions out at that time. There's a quick check of your hemoglobin level and your blood pressure. And assuming that everything is okay, then you're brought into the donation area. And the donation, depending on the type of donation, could take as few as 15 or 20 minutes once it starts. To some of our donations, for example, platelets are more involved and may take a little bit over an hour or so.
And how often can you return to again donate blood?
It depends on the type of donation that you gave. For the most common type of blood donation, which is just a whole blood donation where you give a pint of blood, that is 8 weeks in between. But the good news is that you don't have to keep track of all the days. The blood donor app will help you to know when you're eligible to donate blood again.
As we're wrapping this up, Doctor, could we one more time give everybody the details on how they can get set up to donate blood? And it is essential. It really will help a lot of people.
Absolutely. I thank you so much for saying that it is essential. I can say with certainty that not only is your blood donation appreciated, but it will make a huge difference to somebody who's bleeding or who has low blood counts as a result of chemotherapy or other treatments. We're in a severe crisis level blood appeal right now, and the best way to help is to go to redcrossblood.org, where you can read about eligibility information and even register to attend a blood drive or donation center in the future. And even if you get to redcrossblood.org and it looks like all of the donation appointments are full for the next day or two, please make an appointment for next week or the week after. It will still make a huge difference, and we really appreciate it.
Dr. Eric Gary, Red Cross Executive Medical Director. Dr. Gary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me and helping us raise awareness of this important issue. We really appreciate it.
That wraps up another edition of InfoTrack. Our web address is infotrackradio.com. InfoTrack Internet services are provided by pair.com. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
CBS News Brief. A deep freeze is blamed for some 89 confirmed weather-related deaths nationwide. Dr. Jason Veter at Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital says protect yourself.
If you feel like you get outside and you're too cold, that means you're not dressed properly enough. If you're doing physical activity and you're not feeling well, that means you should stop. Your body is going to give you those cues, and you need to listen to them.
President Trump mocked President Biden at a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire yesterday.
We've got to stop MAGA. What does MAGA mean, Joe? Make America great again. We got to stop Make America Great. Think of it. We've got to stop Make America Great again.
Congress has passed another short-term government funding bill.
The next deadline to avoid a government shutdown is just 6 weeks away, with the prospect of another standoff in a still divided Congress, now in the heart of an election year.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. That wind chill value between 10 and 20 below zero. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the middle teens. A south to southwest wind will increase to 25 miles per hour. Plenty of clouds tonight with lows staying in the middle teens. It's zero at our studios.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
I once thought of love as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose and fancy free. But you came and I was so tempted to gamble on love just one time.
Country Legends 24/7. Garth Brooks talking about getting nervous before a concert.
You get nervous, but the truth is you stick a guitar in between me and you, then all of a sudden I'm home. So it's very sweet. So these people, if it's a dive bar of 500, mm-hmm. or if it's a stadium of however many thousands, they allow you to suck and be okay. They kind of let you be you.
Truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were all right. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when Daddy'd hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving yellow sky. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night it did. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for Mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and rather jealous guy. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
105.5 FM.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah,
And tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Call the fan line. Thanks for your comments and stories. 800-889-2221. From Country Legends 24/7. From 105.5 FM.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary. But it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. Even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I found a way to help me understand.
Wish I were down on some blue bayou with a bamboo cane stuck in the sand. But the road I'm on don't seem to go there, so I just dream, keep on being the way I am. Wish I enjoyed what makes my living, did what I do with a willing hand. Some would run, but that ain't like me, so I just dream and keep on being the way I am. The way I am just dream, keep just dream, keep on being the way I am. I just dream, keep on being the way I am. Dearly.
Country Legends 24/7 on the way.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. That wind chill value between 10 and 20 below zero. Mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the middle teens. A south to southwest wind will increase to 25 miles per hour. Plenty of clouds tonight with lows staying in the middle teens. It's zero at our studios.
Make alibis after too many times of laying out all night after too many women, too many times of acting free after all this time of cheating. I've been cheating. Yes, I cheated me right out of you. My holding the wrong hands, I had to lose. I lost out at my own game. 'Cause look who cheated who. Time you're gone, I gamble that you'd never walk out and leave. I cheated you, now I'm cheating me. Yes, I cheated me right out of you.
Tillis on Country Legends 24/7.
The first time I won the first CMA award, well, it was kind of funny because the first one wasn't the big one for me. The first one was a group award. It was vocal event for George Jones, I Don't Need No Rocking Chair, and I was one of many faces. So I felt almost guilty because I thought, well, gee, I didn't do much, and I got an award, but I'll take it. 105.5 FM.
Her lips and her dress, This is Rudy Gallen of the Gallen Brothers. You know, I'm the tall, good-looking one stands on the right. And you're listening to Country Legends 24/7.
Hotel and fell asleep holding each other close. We just knew in our hearts this had to be a new beginning. Well, I guess it goes to show you just how little some I had at least a mile to fall.
Tonight at I will try my hand picking up the pieces that she left. Oh Lord, it didn't take long to realize that higher ain't always better. And it's awful cold and lonely when you're king of the mountain all by you.
She can change.